Regretted staying here this late. It's really been a treat today. Look, this group, I think, needs our total support. Now, if when we get talent like this, if we don't show by our treatment of them that we appreciate talent like this, we won't have talent growing in our community like this, you see, because some outsiders, they get people like this, and they won't let them go. Now, we are blessed. They don't want to go outside. They're not asking for one penny. Believe me. And they work hard. They didn't do this overnight. They work hard. And they have others who join them, too. It's not all. They have a few others who join them. They're not with them today. We want to show them that we appreciate them. So I have some money that we didn't get out of our own pocket. And I'm the trustee. I'm in complete charge of it. And whether you like it or not, I'm giving them $10,000 for this year out of that account. And next year, I hope we can do it again.
I don't mind admitting it, but I know that our Mercedes, the Honorable Wallace Dean Muhammad, is serious about us getting this message to the people. He's serious about our obligation, not only to ourselves, but our community and to the world. And we intend, if it be the will of Allah, and we know it is His will, to give all of the energies that we can to singing and putting across the message of life through song and music, a medium that we know is well received within the human being. Allah has made it so. So with the help of Allah, we will work with you, Brother Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad, sincerely, and do the job. Bye.
Thank you. Now, Brother Abdul Haq, I think he has some last words to say to us, and I'm going to join you over at the Nubian Dance Theater Program. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, brothers and sisters, let's hold on for just a few more minutes. We have Brother John Omar of the National Business Conference. No. Of the Committee of Bilalian Businesses. And he has something that he wants to bring to the national community over the hookup and to those of us here. Brother John Omar.
Assalamu alaikum. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most compassionate. I want to get right into this, don't want to delay anything. But on December the 8th, we're having our first national business conference. And as the Mama spoke today so much on recapturing the spirit of the germinating life, the life that brings things to be, that comes from us, this is one of the things we're trying to tip on in our national business conference. We're bringing all the business people in our community from around the country to come and get together, to get acquainted with each other and to share information. Also maybe to build a business directory so that whoever's doing something will be there for the MAM's use, for our use. We think that if we get a dialogue like that going, a lot of new business can be achieved. I want to hit on one thing, that the statement in our statement of purpose for the Committee of Bilalian Businesses, we have three main reasons for being. Number one is to promote moral excellence in American business life. Number two is to strengthen individual businesses through assistance and counseling. And number three is to share the responsibility for community economic development. So we've really been inspired by the things the Imam says. We think we're on the track, and we think that other people in the outer community believe so too. We've approached them in terms of an awards dinner that night in which we recognize outstanding community business people. People have made tangible, constructive contributions to community business life. So we reached right for the top, and I'm proud to say that no one has turned us down. At the mere mention of the Honorable Wallace Dean Muhammad and the World Community of Al-Islam, everybody we've talked to has said we love to participate any way we can. That includes Al Boutte, the Independence Bank, the largest Bilalian bank in the country. He's in. He'll do whatever we want him to do that night. We asked him just to receive an award. He's thoroughly behind December the 8th. Ted Uchimoto, Japanese, president of the Japanese Chamber of Commerce. You might recall, he's done wonderful things for us before in the parade and last year's salute to American people. He gave us a tremendous display of Japanese culture. We're honoring him that night for showing that beautiful relation between the two legs of society, the culture and business going hand to hand. Because the same man who's president of the Japanese Chamber of Commerce is also president of the Japanese Cultural Society. We need to promote people like that. Harold Jones, regional director of the Department of Commerce, OMBI, he's going to participate. You know, Harold Jones played a tremendous role in our introduction of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad and the community businesses to the Department of Commerce in Washington. From that, the American Palace Food, et cetera, developed. He's going to be there. And that morning, he's going to give us a special a lecture that deals with how a good organization, good business organization, can create opportunities for itself. Because you know that one of the biggest problems we have in business is that we're not carefully organized, structured, so that we can fill out a financial package. So what? We can qualify for small business Section 8 loans and so forth. So he's got a lot of information that he's going to give us that morning. So during the day, we're going to have lecture discussion sequence. We're going to have Lester McKeever, who is managing partner of Washington, Pittman, and McKeever, who's put together what? Many of the great Bilalian organizations, the financial packages. For all of you who are ever interested in business, or if you're not a business person, this is an invitation. Come on out. We got to drum up the spirit of business. And the key point here, collective thinking, is, I think, going to be the highlight of this particular meeting. We're asking them to come. We're going to try to provide as large a business audience for Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And you know probably what he's going to speak on. Cooperation, working together, pooling resources. And we think that's the one thing that the larger community needs to hear about. Some of the other awardees include Brother Jabir Muhammad, who has given and done so much for the world community of Al-Islam. We want to recognize him, and that night we intend to do so. We have a representative from the White House, the chief advocate of the Small Business Administration's White House Conference. He's coming in. We have the 55 delegates that were recently elected that will be attending the White House Conference January the 14th to the 17th. They're all going to be coming, and we're asking them to present position papers that they'll present to the president on those dates, January 14th to the 17th. The response from everybody has been tremendous. We're honoring Brother Ben Branch. At last, we're getting around to doing that after he's given us such a beautiful parade, et cetera. So we're going to give him an award, again, for the tremendous effort that he has given toward making our big summer event a success. Don Juan. Magazine, the other one being Black Enterprise, which you may know. We're recognizing Don Walker. Our own Marshall Muhammad, the brother who put that tremendous Save the Masjid program on in Washington, the raising of $300,000 to pay off the mortgage of that building. We think we should recognize him. We're going to bring him in for an award. Chapters of the CBB all over the country are revving up to come. Philadelphia, as a matter of fact, they're even purchasing a van just to come on out here. We have chapters growing now in Raleigh. We have them in Detroit. We have them in Grand Rapids. We have them in L.A. and New York. And it's just mounting all over the country. And that's exactly what we want to do, get the spirit strong for doing something about the economic life that we have. Just wanted to make it short. And we need your participation. Any other business people that you think we should make contact with, let us know. I thank you for this opportunity. Assalamu alaikum.
We thank Brother John Omar, who is accustomed to coming before us and speaking real fast. He does a good job of it and gets a lot of information out right quick. Sometimes we'd like to give him enough opportunity to really relate the serious business that he has before us that he's always involved in. One of the things that I'd clarify in is he mentioned the Brother Marshall Muhammad was going to be honored at the affair on December the 8th for his activities and raising funds or designing a program to pay off the mortgage. He mentioned that it was the Washington Masjid, but it was the New York Masjid, Masjid Malcolm Shabazz. So we'd like to close out. I think nothing would be more appropriate than to close out with Brother Reuben Katir singing the song for We Want Our Life Back in view of all the things that we've had brought to us today. So if Brother Reuben is ready, we'd like to take a few more minutes to have him close us out with that song. Brother Reuben Katir, brothers and sisters.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. I'm going to sing this song, Want Our Life Back. I haven't eaten and I haven't warmed up, but this is more important than that. Hope that around the country and here in Chicago too, that all of the artists will make sure that our works reflect the teachings of the Honorable Al-Sin Muhammad. If we're not doing that, we might as well save our energy. We want our life back. We don't care about no $10,000 Cadillac. We want our life back. We don't need no high heels, shoes or fancy hats. Want our life back. We don't want no filthy living in a wreck. We want our life back. We don't need no want our light back. Thank you very much. Assalamualaikum.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we'd like now to have prayer. That concludes our meeting for this evening. Thank you very much. That concludes our meeting for this evening. Again, we'd like to express our desire. We pray that Allah will return those Midwest imams and members of their community who will travel with them safely back home. Thank you. May Allah be with you. Peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.